ألم نجعل الأرض كفاتا أحياء وأنباتا وجعلنا فيها رواسي شامخات وأسقيناكم ماء فراتا ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. Have we not made this earth one which accumulates the living and the dead, and firmly placed upon it high mountains, and provided for you sweet water? Destruction shall on that day be upon those who deny. These verses substantiate the day of judgment referred to above by mentioning the blessings granted by the Almighty in this world for the sustenance and nourishment of man. This argument has been presented at various places in the Quran, and I have been explaining it all along. In short, it can be stated thus. The elaborate arrangement made by the Almighty for looking after and nurturing man, and the manner in which He has put the heavens and the earth in service of man for this purpose, shows that man shall definitely be held accountable for his deeds. This accountability is a natural outcome of these blessings. He shall one day be asked whether he fulfilled his obligations towards these blessings or not, and then he who did will be rewarded, and he who became arrogant and haughty will be punished for this ingratitude. The word kafata in the verse Alam naj'alil arda kifata means to gather and to bring together. In Arabic, the fi'al form also comes for the object from which an action emanates. Thus, the word kifata means one that gathers. As regards its meaning, it becomes a potential subject or fa'il, and it is grammatically correct to bring an object or maf'ul after it. Here the hereafter and reward and punishment are substantiated on the basis of providence and the all-embracing nature of this earth. In the succeeding surah, which is the counterpart of this surah, the arguments drawn from providence are more detailed. It is said, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادَ وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادَ وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ حَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا وَجَنَّاتٍ أَلْفَافًا إِنَّ يَوْمَ الْفَصْلِ كَانَ مِيقَاتًا. Have we not made the earth a cradle, and made the mountains pegs, and not created you in pairs, and not made your sleep a means of comfort, and not made the night a covering, and the day a time to earn livelihood, and not built above you seven sturdy skies, and not placed in them a glowing lamp, and not sent down abundant rain from dripping clouds, so that we may bring forth grain and vegetation, and gardens of luxurious growth? Indeed, the day of judgment has an appointed time. Surah number 78, verses 6 to 17. To refer to the all-embracing aspect, the dead are also mentioned with the living. Just as this earth embraces all living creatures, it also embraces all the dead. Those who die do not go beyond it, they are buried in it. The Almighty entrusts them to the earth, which is like a cradle to them, in which they are born and in which they grow. This elaborate arrangement has been made so that when the time comes to gather all, the Almighty will be directed to present what had been entrusted to it. Indeed, it will carry out this order. Thus the words in Surah Inshiqaq are, وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَخَلَّتْ, or, and when the earth is stretched out and casts out all things within her and becomes empty. Surah number 84, verses 3 to 4. To this very aspect, the following verse of Surah Zilzal bears reference. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا, or, and the earth shall cast forth its burdens. Surah number 99, verse 2. Evident from these verses is the fact that he who dies is not destroyed. He is given in the custody of the earth. Whenever the Almighty wants, he will raise all creatures from this earth from which they had been originally created. Consequently, it is said in Surah Taha, مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى, or, we have created you from the earth, and to the earth will we return you, and from it we will bring you back for a second time. Surah number 20, verse 55. If these verses are deliberated upon, one comes to the conclusion that man has primarily been created from the womb of this earth, and when he dies and is buried, his remains are not lost forever. They are returned to the womb from which he was once born. So when his initial creation was no matter of wonder, his recreation should not cause incredulity, considering the fact that the womb of the earth also has his seed in it. Verses وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ شَامِخَاتٍ وَأَسْقَيْنَاكُمْ مَاءً فُرَاتًا relate to the subject of providence raised earlier on in the verse أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ كِفَاتًا. At many places in the Quran, it has been alluded to that the mountains play a very important role in making the earth a cradle for the residence and upbringing of man. This is evident from the above quoted verses of Surah Naba. Similarly, in Surah Luqman, the words are وَأَلْقَى فِي الْأَرْضِ رَوَاسِيَ أَنْ تَمِيدَ بِكُمْ and set firm mountains on the earth, lest it should lose its balance with you. Surah number 31, verse 10. Another benefit of the mountains, which occupies great importance with regard to providence, is alluded to here. The height of these mountains is very effective in controlling the clouds and winds and in gathering natural water resources. Man is in need of sweet water, and in order to provide him with this blessing, the Almighty has created towering mountains. Only He could have made them. No one else has the power to do so. In this manner, the discourse has gradually substantiated the Day of Judgment. No need remains to mention it in words. Consequently, its mention has been suppressed, and the recurrent verse, وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ occurs here. The implication is that people who are fearless of the Day of Judgment, in spite of witnessing God's providence and power, and are adamant in denying, shall be devastated on that day. انطلقوا إلى ما كنتم به تكذبون. Proceed now to that which you used to deny. In the previous verse, the Day of Judgment was substantiated through the signs found in the world inside man and those found outside him. Now in these few verses, it is clearly depicted so that what at the moment eludes the eyes is portrayed before these disbelievers. The style adopted is such that what is being mentioned is before them, and they are being ordered that they should go towards what they have been denying till now and taste it. انطلقوا إلى ظل ذي ثلاث شعب. Proceed to the shadow which has three branches. The horror hidden behind the words, proceed now to that which you used to deny, is revealed in this verse. The word ظِلٌ means shadow. Here obviously it does not refer to the conventional shadow, but to the shadow cast by smoke. The words in Surah Waqiyah are, وَظِلٍ مِّن يَحْمُومٍ لَا بَارِدٍ وَلَا كَرِيمٍ or the shade of pitch black smoke, neither cool nor refreshing. Surah number 56, verses 43 to 44. A characteristic of the shadow mentioned here is that it will have three branches. It is evident from this description that the shadow would spread in front of them in all directions. Only the direction from which these disbelievers will be pushed forward will be safe from its impact, as is evident from the word insaliqu. This implies that beyond this point, smoke will engulf them. While interpreting this verse, some people have raised the point that disbelief has three characteristics. A. Indifference to God. B. Indifference to God's creation. And C. Rejection of the Day of Judgment. It is as per these three characteristics that three branches of punishment will draw near the disbelievers and engulf them. This point sounds subtle. However, these three characteristics are inseparable and are also not common to the disbelievers. No evidence is found in the sources that disbelievers will be categorized on these bases. Hence, in my opinion, this interpretation seems far-fetched. A clearer interpretation is that directions are in fact four. So when they will be driven away from the direction which is secure from the punishment of the smoke, three directions remain, and all these three will be embraced by smoke. It is as if after being driven from this secure direction, they will be embraced with fire from all sides. لَا ذَلِيلٌ وَلَا يُغْنِي مِنَ اللَّهَبِ. It does not provide shade or protection from the flames. Here a misconception which may arise is clarified forthwith. The shadow will not protect them in any way. In the above quoted verses of Surah Waqiyah, It has been similarly said that the shadow will be of pitch black smoke, which is neither cool nor refreshing. In other words, all harmful elements of smoke will be present, and none of its useful elements, which could have been expected to be present, would be there. إِنَّهَا تَرْمِي بِشَرَرٍ كَالْقَصْرِ That fire, it will emit sparks like huge castles. The antecedent of the pronoun in إِنَّهَا is the fire, which is suppressed because of the mention of smoke, something which necessitates its presence. Some people have differed in the recital and interpretation of the word قَصْر. However, I have always preferred the mutawatir recital in this tafsir. Hence, the word means a castle or a dome. It is a very powerful comparison of the flames which arise from a large fire. This comparison depicts the expanse, height, and color of the flames. Castles generally are constructed on a high ground. They shine when viewed from a distance, and the color of their tops is different from their bases. كَأَنَّهُ جِمَالَةٌ صُفْرٌ وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ As if they were like yellow camels, demolition shall on that day be upon those who deny. كَأَنَّهُ جِمَالَةٌ صُفْرٌ وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ As if they were like yellow camels, demolition shall on that day be upon those who deny. The antecedent of the pronoun in the word كَأَنَّهُ is sharar or flames, mentioned in the previous verse, and the words used are very apt. The word sharar is an adjective and can be used as singular, plural, masculine, as well as feminine. Here, it is in the plural, and for this reason, it is compared to a plural entity, jimalatun sufr. The word jimalatun is used for a herd of camels. The comparison reflects both the color and size of the flames. It is qualified by the word sufr because in the wake of smoke, the color of the flames is faded yellow. This verse is followed by the recurrent verse. Its occasion is very evident, that is, the day people will witness the horrific scene, on that day, devastation shall be on these people who deny that day.